This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. You may have heard promos for a new program we are launching here on WMUK called Why Is That? We're going to find out a little bit more about that right now with WMUK reporter Sevilla Mann. Thank you very much for being here.
Thanks, Gordon.
So let's begin with the basic question, what is Why Is That?
What is Why Is That? Well, Why Is That is a project we've been working on and hoping to launch for around a year now. And it's growing out of something that started in Chicago originally at the public radio station there, the big one, WBEZ. Theirs is called Curious City. And if you get a chance to look at some of those stories, even if you don't live in Chicago, they're pretty interesting. There's one up there right now about dragonfly invasions and fallout shelters. And so the model there was, you know, we know people are out there observing things, seeing interesting things in their environment, and that could make great radio. And plus, it gives us a way to bring people into the process and to get to collaborate. And so I think the folks who started Curious City said, well, this could work other places too. Everybody's got interesting things in their environment that deserve to get some attention. And so we've got a number of stations now that have taken this up. And some that are similar in the audience that they serve and their size, like WYSO, WYSO in Yellow Springs, Ohio, has got their Why So Curious. That was a lucky name there. And so, you know, when we heard about this, we thought, well, there's lots of things in Southwest Michigan we could give some attention to as well.
So what are some questions that people have submitted so far?
We've had some neat questions. One that, in fact, we've already had a chance to cover. We had a listener who wrote in and said, I'm driving on my commute on 131, and I see all this dead brush. And I also saw what I think is an MDOT spray truck. And so why are they doing that? We did that one even before the show started because we thought it might go away. And so you can find that on our website, WMUK.org, if you want to hear that. We've had a lot of questions about names. Somebody wrote in and says that Vicksburg was briefly Brady for a day, and then the name changed. So we haven't looked into that yet, but I'm intrigued. Botsford Railroad Yard becoming the Gearhart Yard. We've had questions about the Gibson smokestack, what it is in the groundwater that ends up all encrusted on your teapot. And so a variety of questions, and not just Kalamazoo, all throughout Southwest Michigan.
Now, people who have heard the promo, which we aired for a while, might have heard some questions about a place called Eddie's Lane, might have heard about a park. Well, how is that a park in
this,
the Stewart
this
neighborhood?
This little park in Stewart, that's yeah. Right. Yeah, and then finally also, if you've come into the Kalamazoo airport, there's a sort of an interesting little portal that you go through to get out of the airport, out of the area where you come in after your flight. Airlock. We've been calling it an airlock. I don't know if they call it an airlock. And so we rounded up those questions from the staff thinking, we need some examples to put in the promo. And then to our surprise and delight, not only were people sending us questions, but they were saying, hey, I can answer that question from the promo. And so we are talking to those people now, and we will have some answers on those three questions in the promo. And we'll be doing that at least for the web, quite possibly also for broadcast. So stay tuned for that.
If someone has found another question out there and they say, boy, I really need to know why is that, how do they go about submitting it?
The best way to do it is on our website, WMUK.org. And if you go to the front page and look to the right, you'll see a big purple box. And there's a design in there that says, why is that, several times. So it's hard to miss. You click on that. And then there's a little spiel about the show. And then below that is a box where you can submit your question. You can submit anonymously. You don't have to share your name. But if you do, there's a few different levels of participation here. We're trying to at least meet with the person who asked the question and get them to explain it. And then, you know, in some cases, we're hoping people can come along for interviews too.
So when can people expect to hear another broadcast, because as you noted, we did already do one story because we thought it was timely. But when can people expect to start hearing Why Is That on a regular basis?
They can expect to start hearing it pretty soon. The first one we have scheduled for Friday, September 11th, because we're aiming for second Fridays of the month. We're thinking monthly installment with Why Is That, with the occasional exception for a story that's really timely that needs attention right away. We might double up then. So Friday, September 11th during morning edition and all things considered will be the first one, and then look for it monthly after that.
Sevilla, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Gordon.
WMUK's Sevilla Mann. Again, there is a link at our website to submit a question for Why Is That at WMUK.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.